This is the ESB Level 2 Certificate in ESOL, Examination C1. Section 1, Listening. I am going to give you the instructions for this part of the test. You will hear this sound at the start of each piece. Remember to transfer your answers to the optical mark form before the end of the exam. Now open your question paper and look at Part 1, Section A. Listening Part 1, Section A. You will hear Jane Sims, a radio presenter, interviewing Tom Jenkins, an interpreter, about his work. For questions 1 to 5, choose the correct answer A, B or C. You will hear Section A twice. You have 1 minute to read the questions for Section A. Part 1, Section A. Good morning, everyone. I'm Jane Sims, and this is my regular morning slot, talking to you about people with unusual jobs and careers. This week, we are going to visit the world of interpreters. Today, we have with us in the studio Tom Jenkins, who works as an interpreter for the United Nations, or the UN, as it's usually called. So, welcome, Tom. Tell us how you became an interpreter.
Good morning, Jane. Well, really, it's something that I never thought I'd do. I was always pretty good at languages at school, useless at maths and science, and quite a few other things too. But good at languages. Plus, my mother is Italian. So we spoke a lot of Italian at home. Then, of course, at school we did French and German, which I also took at college. So, by the time I was 16, I could speak 3 languages quite fluently, as well as English.
That sounds good. And then, presumably, you went on to university and continued to study languages.
Yes, well, at that stage of my life, I still didn't know what I wanted to do, but I decided to stick with the things that I knew I was good at. I wanted to try something different, so I moved away from European languages. I had a friend at school whose father was from the Middle East, and he had taught me some basic Arabic vocabulary. I was really fascinated by this, and so looked round for a university that did Arabic at degree level.
Right. I wouldn't think that many universities teach Arabic. Was it difficult to find one?
Yes, you're right. Very difficult. No one did a single degree in Arabic, so I had to mix it with another subject. I thought that after my studies, I could take my languages into the business world. So I took international business along with the Arabic. I didn't know it at the time, but it was a good decision for me.
Why was that?
Well, during my studies, I had to do a year on placement. Unfortunately, I got a position with British Aerocraft, who sell aircraft and aircraft parts to many Arab countries. It gave me the opportunity to mix with Arabic speakers from all around the Middle East. This had the added advantage of exposing me to different Arabic dialects and cultures.
So you got lots of trips to the Middle East?
Yes, it was great. It was also during my placement that I went to a United Nations conference in Geneva, where I met some official UN interpreters. It was this visit, and talking to them, that sowed the seed in my mind for the future. By the end of my placement year, I was very fluent in Italian and Arabic, and quite fluent in French and German. And so, I decided to try and get a job with the United Nations.
Well, that sounds really good. I suppose it must be a very interesting line of work. Now listen again. Good morning, everyone. I'm Jane Sims, and this is my regular morning slot, talking to you about people with unusual jobs and careers. This week, we are going to visit the world of interpreters. Today, we have with us in the studio Tom Jenkins, who works as an interpreter for the United Nations, or the UN, as it's usually called. So, welcome, Tom. Tell us how you became an interpreter.
Good morning, Jane. Well, really, it's something that I never thought I'd do. I was always pretty good at languages at school, useless at maths and science, and quite a few other things too. But good at languages. Plus, my mother is Italian, so we spoke a lot of Italian at home. Then, of course, at school we did French and German, which I also took at college. So, by the time I was 16, I could speak three languages quite fluently, as well as English.
That sounds good. And then, presumably, you went on to university and continued to study languages.
Yes, well, at that stage of my life, I still didn't know what I wanted to do. But I decided to stick with the things that I knew I was good at. I wanted to try something different, so I moved away from European languages. I had a friend at school whose father was from the Middle East, and he had taught me some basic Arabic vocabulary. I was really fascinated by this, and so looked round for a university that did Arabic at degree level.
Right. I wouldn't think that many universities teach Arabic. Was it difficult to find one?
Yes, you're right. Very difficult. No one did a single degree in Arabic, so I had to mix it with another subject. I thought that after my studies, I could take my languages into the business world. So I took international business along with the Arabic. I didn't know it at the time, but it was a good decision for me.
Why was that?
Well, during my studies, I had to do a year on placement. Unfortunately, I got a position with British Aerocraft, who sell aircraft and aircraft parts to many Arab countries. It gave me the opportunity to mix with Arabic speakers from all around the Middle East. This had the added advantage of exposing me to different Arabic dialects and cultures.
So you got lots of trips to the Middle East?
Yes, it was great. It was also during my placement that I went to a United Nations conference in Geneva, where I met some official UN interpreters. It was this visit, and talking to them, that sowed the seed in my mind for the future. By the end of my placement year, I was very fluent in Italian and Arabic, and quite fluent in French and German. And so, I decided to try and get a job with the United Nations.
Well, that sounds really good. I suppose it must be a very interesting line of work. That is the end of Part 1, Section A of the listening test. Now turn to Part 1, Section B.